Rock 95, Bad Wolves, and Killing Me Slowly. Spence, good morning. And something we started last week, doing a Police Officer Appreciation Month. I know there's an individual day as well, which was last Thursday. That sounds right. And so we've kind of, you know, getting to know some of the people that serve and protect us all over the place, including Mankato, North Mankato, New Ulm as well, and Eagle Lake, having those police agencies in. And today, from North Mankato, it is Nicole Adams, lieutenant down there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you in today. You got thrown to the hot seat,
yes.
First off.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure to speak with you. Tell me about your career. How did you and why did you decide to get into law enforcement?
Well, I initially went to college to be a probation officer.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was finishing up with my degree, I also decided to kind of broaden my horizons and also go the law enforcement route. That would open up more job opportunities for me.
Sure.
So I decided to do that. And then I went through the police academy, which is also known as Skills. And I finished that and was offered a job upon my completion of Skills. So I started working as a narcotics agent right after college.
Are you one of us? Are you a Minnesotan? Where did you grow up?
I'm from Brainerd.
Okay.
So, yes, I grew up in Brainerd and graduated from high school in Brainerd. And then I attended Normandale Community College for a couple years. And then I came down to Minnesota State University, which was Mankato State at the time.
So that's where you got a degree in law enforcement at here in town then?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, so you're a Minnesota. That's cool. Are you a Viking fan? Did you watch the game on Saturday?
I'm a Vikings fan. But I do have to say I did not watch the game. My daughter was playing in a basketball tournament, so
that's where
my focus was.
Well, you didn't miss much. There was a big purple turd we left again. So
that's what I heard.
What are you going to do? We're used to it, right?
Yes,
we're used to that.
That's for sure.
What are some of the duties that you're involved with? I know you do a lot of investigating. Including things with lots of scams and stuff, right?
Yeah, so I conduct general investigations for the city of North Mankato, for the North Mankato Police Department. And part of that is we receive a scam report. So part of those investigations do include scams.
What kind of stuff in areas do you have to investigate? Is there a lot of social media stuff? Is it? There's a lot of weird phone stuff too, right?
Yeah, so we have learned that when people report scams, a lot of them do come from phone calls. And a lot of those phone calls now, when people are able to pick their own phone number, the scammers are able to make it look like a local phone number.
I hate that.
Yes.
It happens all the time.
Right, it does. And not only are there phone calls, we find that these scammers post on social media. They also post on Craigslist, places like that.
How do they figure out, how do they get my number specifically? Are they just randomly calling things with the area code then? Or how does that get through like that?
You know, that's a good question, and we'll probably never be able to answer that for sure. But I think that they just kind of, any numbers that they can get, they find and they call and they do multiple calls at once.
I don't like them.
No.
I don't like them, Nicole, I'll tell you that. What are some of the other scams that you have to deal with? I know maybe Craigslist or some. There's a lot of social media stuff.
Yep, Craigslist, social media. We have some scams where people, they'll call somebody and say that they're the IRS. And
I've gotten that one too.
Okay. Where they tell them that something was incorrect, they didn't pay enough money, so they just have to pay more money in. And I actually had a report probably about a year ago. A lady had completed her taxes online for the first time herself. And shortly after that, she received one of these calls.
Uh-huh.
And she called our police department, and she was so scared, and she was in tears, thinking that she did her taxes wrong. And right. Thankfully, she did not send any money anywhere. She wasn't out any money, but she did call us and let us know about it. And they had her believing that she did do her taxes incorrectly. And she believed that, too, because it was the first year that she did her own taxes
online. Isn't that crazy?
It is.
So how do you approach an investigation like that? Let's say you have something on social media, or if it's a phone thing, and like, okay, I should report this, and they probably should. Anytime you get something like that, what's the process on your end then?
So we tell everybody to make a report, at least make a report, and then we keep a log of these different phone numbers that these scammers are calling from.
Oh, so you put them in a database, and so you know where...
So we can see if they're coming from the same number. A lot of these scammers are headquartered overseas. So a lot of these individuals are very hard to find. Some people use these track phones. They're hard to trace. But we ask people to still make a report. And if they did give any money or send any money, we have a sheet that we ask them to come into the police department, or we can mail them out, and we just ask them to get a hold of a few of the main agencies like Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax, if they did give any money out to somebody else. And we also always tell people, if you ever get a call, an email, we've had scammers that ask people if they can remotely get into their computer.
Scary.
It is very scary. And we always tell people, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah.
And don't ever send any money. Don't ever give your social security number out. And we also, if you receive a call from a bank, we always tell people don't ever give any information out. Wells Fargo, any places like that are not going to call you. If you do suspect that it's possibly your bank, hang up and call your bank directly, or better yet, stop into your bank and talk with them directly.
Have you ever caught anybody? Yep.
On
scammers and things?
Yeah, on Craigslist we have.
Oh, yes. Good. Yeah, good.
Yes. So it's definitely not an easy investigation. You have to be able to say who's behind that keyboard, who's behind that phone. So they're definitely not easy investigations. And I think another thing that is important to say is, if you are ever going to purchase something from maybe a private party, whether it's on Craigslist, a social media site, always use your credit card versus your debit card.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Your bank is more than likely to back you up on a credit card versus a debit card.
I know I was having an issue. I was selling a car last fall. And I didn't know if it was a scam or not. Because I posted this thing. I put it on Craigslist, right? And then this guy wanted to send me this check through the mail, and then I was supposed to cash it, and then it was a weird transaction. I was like, this makes no sense to me at all.
So, excuse me.
Is this familiar?
It's very familiar. We have had where people will call other people and say, you've just won this, and to claim this prize, or if you purchase this from me, send me an extra amount just in case there's taxes, just in case there's a processing fee, any type of fee like that. So a lot of times they'll ask, send a little bit more than what it's worth just to cover that so that we don't have to
That's what again. This guy suggested. Yep.
And then they'll say that they'll send you that extra money back, and then people never see that extra money.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
It's crazy. This world is crazy. How do you keep track of all this stuff?
It is, and they seem to get more creative. They're getting more creative all the time. And sometimes we were receiving reports for a while where some more of the elderly people were receiving phone calls saying that we have your grandson, your granddaughter is in custody. Mm. Can you send bail money? And so they kind of prey on that emotional part also.
God, that's crazy.
Yes.
Well, thank you for popping in this morning. It's been very informative. I appreciate your time, and maybe we'll speak with you down the road at some point as well. Great to talk with you and have you in today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Again, I want to thank Lieutenant Nicole Adams from the North Mankato Police Department stopping in today. Police Officer Appreciation Month brought to you by Knutson Casey, Rivers Edge Hospital and Clinic, and Firmenich over in New Ulm.